Okay, so I have been setting a personal goal for myself, and Emily has helped me achieve this. I have tried this for years and years and years. I've been talking to myself. I've read some self-help books.
Oh, wow. This is going
to
be good.
I've listened to some podcasts. I've watched some videos on the internet about fall decorations outside your house. And I have officially accomplished it. And I'm really, really happy. I mean, this is,
God,
I don't
I'm
mean
so proud.
To.
I would have brought you a gift had you told me before.
I don't mean know? To be like patting myself on the back here because I don't like to do that.
Kind of but sounds I can, like you are.
I can tell you something, guys. I have been wanting to put up a little fall display outside the house for I don't know how many years, and I talk about it all the time, but I have officially made it a reality.
Oh, wow. This is a big day today, guys.
I got the hay bale. It is outside in the front. I took a picture and put it on our Foch and Sarah Facebook page.
Yes.
I also put both of the mums that we purchased for my nephew from his school. I don't know where the dollars go, but it seemed like a nice idea. And then I put a pumpkin in the middle, and there's another flower next to it just to add a little bit of color.
Yes.
And now I know if a lot of people are commenting like, well, it's not official without your scarecrow, Foch. Don't worry, we have a scarecrow to stab into the hay bale.
That's what everyone was thinking while looking at that picture.
Listen, you want to make...
Where's the scarecrow?
You want to make sure that you have something that's guarding your display, fall display outside your house, right?
Yeah, in case people want to come sit on your hay bale, right? You want them to be scared.
Well, at this time, you couldn't because there's too much stuff on it. No. So you'd have to move the pumpkin down to your feet, and then you could sit next to the mums and the scarecrow. Yeah. So we have a scarecrow. We also have like a Dracula and like a ghost and I believe like a Frankenstein. Where you can, with no arms, that you just stab into the hay bale. And they're almost kind of like makeshift scarecrows. But the reason, and thank you for asking, Sarah.
No.
The reason that we haven't put it into the hay bale yet is because the rain's coming, you see.
Oh, no. Yep, can't do that. Nope. Hey, you've done your homework on hay bales, I see.
So we'll put them... After the rain clears up.
The rain's a-coming.
Yeah.
Don't stick those in the hay bale
yet. Don't
want
to ruin the scarecrows. So I am just really... Guys, I am, like, genuinely excited.
Oh, I can tell.
I mean, so excited that I took a picture, like I said, put it on our socials, and I have achieved my personal goal.
Yes, you have.
Seriously, it's been, like, over a decade that I've been talking about this every single fall before Halloween. Yeah. And this year...
What made it different this year? What made you really want to take yourself to the next level and actually do what you've been saying you were going to do?
Love. Love.
As if this could not get any more awkward.
Yeah, it's just really... There is like deep into my soul and my heart. It's just... It pumps.
Oh.
It just pumps really.
And then you says to yourself, you say, let's go get a hay bale, babe.